Hello, everyone. It's me, Ethan Uslin, and I'm back with another episode of the Carolina Shout Podcast. I put together a fun theme for today's episode, songs about old people. Yeah, a little senior swing, geriatric jive. So if you're a groovin' antediluvian, this episode is for you. Methuselah, shake your caboosela, because right now I'm playing a big hit from 1936 called Little Old Lady. It was written by Hoagie Carmichael, with lyrics by Stanley Adams. Now, most popular songs are about young romantic love, but this song is a bit different. It's about the kind of love that you experience when you help an old lady cross the street, and then she opens her purse and gives you a Werther's Original. It's very wholesome, a very wholesome, pure kind of love that you would never hear on the radio today, unless you tune into the Carolina Shout Podcast, which you're doing. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. And as a token of gratitude, I'm going to sing to you. Now, some people have described my singing as torture. Yes, it's true. People have used that word. But it's torture in the sense that it's so beautiful that once you hear it, whenever you hear someone else sing, it will be unsatisfying. I'm sorry to do this to you, but... Little old lady passing by, catching everyone's eye. You have such a charming manner, sweet and shy. Little old bonnet set in place, with a smile on your face. You're a perfect picture in your lavender and lace. Little bit of business here, little old lady. Little bit of business there, yeah, lady. I bet that you've been window shopping all around the square. Little old lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me. Lady, time for tea. Here's a kiss, two or three. You're just like that little old lady I hold dear to me. Oh, thanks for the Werther's Original. I love these. So that was Little Old Lady, a sweet little tune that actually was very popular in England back in the day. Which makes sense, because we all know the English are very fond of a certain little old lady, and their national anthem is about a little old lady. Of course, I'm referring to the Queen and God Save the Queen, which is a beautiful national anthem, very regal. Although I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to switch it up a little and use Little Old Lady instead. It's got a bit more pizzazz without sacrificing the age-positive message. Okay, and now for the next number, I'd like to play a fast one with a lot of pep. You'd think that songs about old people might take it slow, but you'd be wrong. A lot of old-timers are very active. I often go jogging around the neighborhood, and octogenarians pass me by. Yes, they're in cars, but my point is they're active. They're out and about doing stuff. This next song has a lot of notes and is very active. My fingers are doing a lot of stuff. It's by Jelly Roll Morton, and the title is Grandpa's Spells, I guess as in dizzy spells. Yes, I know vertigo among the elderly is not a laughing matter, and age-related decline in vestibular function is no joke, but I think we can all agree that Grandpa's Spells is a funny name for a song, and that Jelly Roll had a good sense of humor. In the last section of Grandpa's spells, you will hear some percussive piano splats. They sound like splats. I don't know how else to say it. They're splatty, and they're very prominent. You'll notice them. Perhaps those are Grandpa's spells depicted in music. I'm not sure, but have a listen for yourself. Grandpa's spells. So that was Grandpa's Spells by the great Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton, composed way back in 1923 when Queen Elizabeth was but a child sitting on her training throne, chewing on a teething scepter while her crown jewels were kept out of her reach in the fully baby-proof Tower of London. Those crown jewels are a big choking hazard. Keep them away from kids. All right, on to the next song. Now I'd like to play Old Man of the Mountain from 1932 by George Brown and Victor Young. Now I really like this one. It's about an eccentric old man who lives on the mountain. At first you might think, what's this crazy old hermit doing living all alone on a mountain? What a weirdo. What's wrong with this guy? But as the song progresses and the lyrics continue to unfold, it becomes philosophical. And then you might think to yourself, huh, maybe all of us in modern society are the weird ones, and the old man of the mountain is onto something. Have a listen. Thank you. his long white beard and a crooked staff. He tramps along while the folks all laugh. With a twinkle in his eye, he passes them by, the old man of the mountain. For he wears long hair and his feet are bare. They say he's mad as an old March hare, but his cares are none. He owes no one. He's the old man of the mountain. He talks to the birds when he's lonely. He sleeps with the stars for a tent, and the bees spread a feast when he's hungry, 'cause God charges no rent. He'll live as long as the old oak tree, laugh at fools like you and me. Oh, I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain. As long as the old oak tree, laugh at fools like you and me. Oh, I often sigh, wish that I were the old man of mountain. Scoot-a-liot, doo-doo-a, hoodie-a-da-wada, hada hoodie da da skilly a rada run. What's that crazy old man doing? So that was Old Man of the Mountain, a song about an elderly hermit. You may have caught the last line of the lyrics. I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain. That's a nice twist there. I too yearn for the simple life. How nice would it be to live peacefully in nature and not have to worry about paying the rent or the electric bill or any bills at all, and just catch some fish from the stream, pick some berries, and live off the land. Wouldn't that be great? You wouldn't have to wear a mask because you'd be more than 6 feet away from everybody. But I suppose it's a bit more complicated when you think about the details. Does the old man of the mountain get podcasts? Does he have a piano? Is he able to eat spaghetti? And if so, does he have a fork? He certainly doesn't have a battery-operated self-twirling spaghetti fork like I do, which I certainly couldn't live without. So as romantic as it sounds, I don't know if I could handle hashtag old man of the mountain life. But I do appreciate how the song sparks my imagination. And the tale of the old man of the mountain may have connected with people when it came out in 1932 during the Great Depression. I suppose if you're going through hard times, it might be inspiring to know that the old man of the mountain does just fine without having a cent to his name. And I don't know about you, but when I open up my credit card bill, I often sigh and wish that I were the old man of the mountain. All right, I got one more song in me for today. Another oldie about an oldie. This one is from 1929, and it's called Rockin' Chair, with music and lyrics by Hoagie Carmichael. As I'm sure you remember, Hoagie Carmichael wrote Little Old Lady, which we started the program off with, but he did not write the lyrics to that. Rockin' Chair, he wrote music and lyrics, so he was really inspired with this one. Anyway, Rockin' Chair's about an old man in a rocking chair, and he seems to be a bit curmudgeonly, I would say maybe depressed. He's sitting in the rocking chair, swatting at flies, drinking gin, waiting for Sweet Chariot to take him home. Which seems kind of dark when I describe it that way, but I don't know, there's something romantic and peaceful about old Grandpappy out in the country, sitting in a rocking chair, doing his thing, being grumpy. I guess he has that same charm as the old man of the mountain. I think so. Here, have a listen. Rocking chairs got me, cane by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, for I tan your hide. Get over here, can't get from this cabin. Going nowhere, just sitting here grabbing at the fly round this rocking chair. My dear old Aunt Harriet, in heaven she be. Send me sweet chariot, for the end of these troubles I'll see. Old rocking chair gets it, judgment day is here. Chained to my old rocking chair. So that was Rockin' Chair by good old Hoagy Carmichael. Something about that song that I really like. In fact, I'd say it's one of my favorites. Did I ever tell you that I used to play a rockin' chair all the time when I first moved to Charlotte? You see, I didn't have many gigs lined up, so I played piano for tips at the airport, right in the food court, next to the Cinnabon in the Manchu Wok, not far from Salsarita's. Anyway, across from the piano were lots of rocking chairs. So you know me, I play rocking chair for the people in the rocking chairs. But it's an old song, obscure for most people, and so people usually didn't catch the reference. but occasionally somebody would get up from a rocking chair and come up to me and say, "Thanks for playing rocking chair while I was in the rocking chair." And they'd drop a few bucks in the fishbowl. And then I'd take the money, go to the bar, and yell at the bartender, "Fetch me that gin, son." And then he'd pour me some gin. And I'd sit in a rocking chair, just like the guy in the song. Good times. You have been listening to the Carolina Shout Podcast, recorded live at the Carolina Shout Podcast Studio in Charlotte, North Carolina. Ethan Uslan is me, and I'm your host and piano player, and for better or worse, your vocalist. I know my singing isn't that great, but, you know, when you get to be my age, you just stop caring. It is what it is. I do find that a nip of gin does relax the vocal cords a bit. And I'd like to apologize to my British listeners for suggesting that "God Save the Queen" should be replaced with "Little Old Lady." "God Save the Queen" is great. It should be the anthem forever and ever. Although I just checked the news, and maybe it should be "God Save Prince Andrew." That dude's gonna need a miracle. Ah, there I go again, offending my British listeners. Sorry, guys. It was the gin talking. I gotta lay off this stuff. It relaxes my vocal cords maybe a little too much, I guess. All right, I think it's time for me to sign off. So once again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll get cracking immediately on the next episode. Unless I decide to give up all my earthly possessions to become the middle-aged man of the mountain. It's very tempting.